This is Sydney's Best Breakfast with Mark Levy on 2GB.
Well, I talk to young people all the time. It's pretty much an expectation to go to university. And most young people are paying for it with HECS debt. But what many young people aren't aware of is that HECS debt is tied to inflation. Now, cop this. Imagine you're a young person. You've got an average HECS debt on an average salary of, say, $60,000 a year. Last year, you would have paid off $1,500 of your HECS debt. That money is automatically taken out of your pay packet. But because HECS is tied to inflation, which was 6% last year, your total HECS went up by $1,700. So that means that your debt actually went up by more than you paid off. An independent MP is calling it out for what it is. Dr. Monique Ryan has launched a petition demanding a fix to the HECS system, and it's blown up. In just under a month, it's already got over 250,000 signatures. The independent MP, Dr. Monique Ryan, she joins us on the line. Dr. Ryan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So young people pay off their HECS and somehow their debt's going up.
Yeah, it's not what was meant to happen when HECS was introduced back in 1989, and I was a student back then. And at that stage, the idea was that young people should make a contribution to the cost of their education, which is fair, and that those repayments should be contingent on your income after you finish your tertiary education, which is reasonable. But what's happened now over time is that the way that indexation has affected young people and the issues that many people are experiencing in paying back their debt means that they're making payments, but they're seeing their debt increase over time. Mm-hmm. And that what we're seeing now is that more than 50% of people with a HECS debt still have it when they turn 40.
Yeah.
And that's now affecting their ability to decide to have a family, to get a home loan, to move into adult life. And that's having a negative effect on this generation. It's a millstone around their neck and it needs to be changed.
Yeah. I was just thinking too, Dr. Ryan, I mean, young people are facing a housing crisis at the moment. It's something we talk about each and every day. They're dealing with the cost of living crisis. It's really, really tough. And now they're facing this HECS debt crisis as well.
HECS crisis as well. Exactly. Yeah. It's a triple whammy that it's just not reasonable. And you know, many people of my age have got young kids or young adults who are facing this sort of debt are saying, I can't see how they're going to be able to get out of it without help from our generation. It's just not the way it's supposed to be. Mm. We want to set the 20, 30, 40-year-olds up to be able to fly as adults and not to be burdened by something which is, it seems unreasonable.
Yeah.
So the current situation with indexation of debt is that it goes up by essentially the value of the consumer price index, and that determination is made on the 1st of June every year. Another way that this is unfair is that determination is made irrespective of the repayments that you might have made in the calendar year before that. So, you know, so what some people will find is that they think that they've paid off their debt, and then because the determination is made on the 1st of June, but the debt that you owe is calculated after you pay off your tax return, then they actually get hit with debt again. It's unconscionable. It's unfair.
How do we fix it? Have you got any ideas?
Yeah, there's some simple things that can be done, and these are things that have been spoken to in the recent Universities Accord, which was an independent review of the tertiary education sector, the report of which was released a couple of months ago. So the first thing is to link, you know, HECS repayments to either the lower of the consumer price index or the wage increases in wages, so that when young people aren't paying an excess amount of indexation on the debt that they owe. I would argue that we also need to change it so that in the same way that your bank, your house mortgage decreases as you make payments on it, your HECS debt should decrease as you make payments on it as well. That's only fair. There are other things that could be done, and there's a number of different ways that we could manipulate the system to make it more fair. But
Can I float an idea? Might be stupid, but I'm just going to put it out there. Right now, if a young person doesn't pay off their HECS, the taxpayer's left to pick up the tab. The university faces no penalty. Perhaps the liability should be shared with the university. At the end of the day, if they give someone a degree that doesn't give them the ability to get a job, they should pay up, right? I mean, the taxpayer shouldn't be left with the bill.
Well, I'm not sure the universities would be too keen on that. But one of the
they're
things
pretty
that we
keen
have
on charging big money to go to these universities.
Well, one of the things that I think is reasonable and which has been identified in the Universities Accord as well is that the Morrison government increased the price of some degrees way out of whack with the earning capacity of people who get those degrees. And basically what the Morrison government was trying to do is to stop people from doing arts degrees or certain degrees that they didn't see as valuable. And basically what should happen, and I think is reasonable, is that the amount of HECS that you pay should reflect the cost of the degree that you do and how intensive that is for the university, but also your earning capacity after you graduate. Mm. Because, let's face it, if you're doing medicine or dentistry, you do have a reasonable earning capacity once you finish. But it's not reasonable to hit young people with who are going into the arts or theatre or journalism who might not be earning as much with these massive debts once they finish up.
Yeah. Just quickly, I've got 30 seconds here. Steve's just phoned through. He says, if someone is using their degree for their profession, why isn't it tax deductible?
Well, I mean, I think the thing is you've incurred a cost in respect to getting that qualification. There are ways that tax deductibility could be looked at with respect to HECS, but I think it's reasonable that young people should contribute towards the course of their education. It's just a question of making it more fair and more reasonable. Mm.
Well, at the moment, I mean, the numbers don't lie. $78 billion, that's what the debt totals at the moment. 2.95 million Australians with a HECS debt, that total, $78 billion. Dr. Ryan, appreciate your time. Keep fighting sure the good fight on this, because there's a hell of a lot of students out there that are struggling to pay off their debt. Appreciate your time as always.
Good on you, Mark. Thank you.
That's Independent MP Dr. Monique Ryan. Are you out there with a child, or are you still paying off your HECS debt? 131873, the number. You can email me via the website where you click onto the feedback icon. You can text me as well, 0460 873 873. Some of the money that gets handed over to universities is just extraordinary, and yet the universities just turn around and go, oh, no, nothing to do with us. Come on. Anyway, it's worth a discussion, and it's worth ongoing debate, because, like I say, those numbers are staggering. $78 billion HECS debt in totals. $78 billion.
If you've got a news tip, email ben@2gb.com.